Chris Morning Update, Wednesday, May the 24th. The U.S. Senate on Monday approved Iowa Governor Terry Branstad as the new U.S. ambassador to China. Following the 82-13 vote, the 70-year-old politician released a statement on the website of Iowa government expressing his wish to bring the two countries closer. He said, "I look forward to working with both my friends, President Donald Trump and my old friend President Xi Jinping, for the mutual benefit of both of our countries and the rest of the world." Branstad and President Xi Jinping first met in 1985 when the Chinese leader, the then agricultural official in a county in Hebei province, visited Iowa during a sister state exchange. "Branstad is an old friend of China and we welcome him to play a bigger role in China-U.S. exchanges," spokesman of China's Ministry of Foreign Affairs said in December last year when Branstad was nominated by U.S. President Donald Trump for the position. During his confirmation hearing earlier this month, Branstad told lawmakers he would address the Chinese government on difficult topics including the DPRK issue, trade disputes, noting that he would work to positively influence the U.S.-China relationship. Branstad's 22-year-long tenure as Iowa governor will soon come to an end as he will move to Beijing to hold a key diplomatic post. He served as the governor of Iowa between 1983 and 1999, and again since 2011, making him the country's longest-serving state governor. Google's artificial intelligence program AlphaGo is competing against China's best Go player at the Future Go Summit in Wuzhen, Zhejiang Province. The event started on Tuesday. Ke Jie, the 19, who in 2016 became the youngest champion in Go history to win three world titles in 1 year, has already lost the first game in a best-of-three contest against the machine. Despite the impressive records in the human player's career, fans of ancient Chinese games still have every reason to be pessimistic about the match. After all, computers have defeated their human opponents on chessboard matches over the past two decades. Sir Roger Moore, the best known for starring in James Bond movies franchise, died in Switzerland on Tuesday, aged 89, after a battle with cancer, his family said. A statement from his family posted on Twitter confirmed the death. "With heaviest of hearts, we must share the awful news that our father, Sir Roger Moore, passed away today. We are all devastated." The British actor was the third James Bond and took the title role in seven Bond movies, from 1973's Live and Let Die to 1985's A View to Kill. He later devoted himself to humanitarian work, serving as a UNICEF Goodwill Ambassador since 1991. "Sir Roger will have a private funeral in Monaco in accordance with his wishes," the family statement said. It added, "We know our own love and admiration will be magnified many times over across the world by people who knew him for his films, his television shows, his passionate work for UNICEF, which he considered to be his greatest achievements." ISIL on Tuesday claimed responsibility for the Manchester bomb attack, Reuters reported. In a statement released on Telegram, the group said, "One of the soldiers of this caliphate was able to place an explosive device within a gathering of crusaders in the city of Manchester." AFP reported that the terrorist group threatened further attacks. British police on Tuesday confirmed a 23-year-old man had been arrested in connection with the attack. With regards to the outgoing investigation into last night's horrific attack at the Manchester Arena, "We can confirm we have arrested a 23-year-old man in South Manchester," police said in a statement. The attack killed 22 people and injured 60 others at Manchester Arena on Monday night local time. And that's our update for today. Stay tuned for update on Thursday.